Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with Ruby Soap Reviews. It has been 6 months since I have had a show, and I didn't even realize it had been 6 months until I looked into it and was reminded by several people. It's really great to be back. It's been a long 6 months without doing anything soap-related, and it kind of made me sad for a long time to not interact with you guys and wasn't really keeping up with any of the soaps in general, and I finally decided, well, it's probably time to go back to the old grind. So I had been reading a lot of your emails and messages, and you all had a lot of questions as to why I went on the hiatus for 6 months, and I mean, it wasn't really anything too major. I think I kind of got burnt out on everything, and the show kind of crashed and burned for me, and I wasn't really enjoying it anymore. Of course, I've kept up with it and, you know, none of the spoilers and all that kind of stuff, but I wasn't really interested in keeping up with it and talking about it because it just kind of faded for me, and it wasn't really going in a direction that I liked anymore. But I'm back, and I promise that I won't go anywhere again. There's a lot to talk about in so little amount of time because I've got a lot to do today, but I wanted to go ahead and have the premiere show today and, you know, get this ball rolling. So something that a lot of people have been asking me has been if I'm going to be going full-time with reviewing Young and the Restless. Well, I was kind of bouncing back and forth with that. I hadn't really made a decision, but I wanted to go ahead and formally announce I'm actually going to be reviewing Young and the Restless from now on. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't review Days of Our Lives, because of course I will, but I'll be doing both. But a lot of times, there may be days that I just go ahead and do nothing but Young and the Restless for the whole show, and then there may be days I do nothing but Days of Our Lives. But at this current moment, I'll go ahead and tell you that I lean more towards Young and the Restless these days. I follow that more than I do Days of Our Lives. Of course, I still know what's going on, but it's not the fire's not the same as it was, and I've kind of shifted towards CBS and Young and the Restless. And so, and I've been able to interact with a lot of you guys and get your input on where the show's headed and where it's at. And you're just a really good crowd, and you're just so passionate about it. And I wish that passion was still there for Days of Our Lives, but it just kind of has, it seems like it's kind of died off for a lot of people. But of course, those diehards are still there, and there's still some good storylines going on the show, but it's nothing like it used to be. And hopefully that will change as time progresses. Just kind of a few tidbits on what's going on, where I'm concerned where the show's at. Of course, they've announced that they are recasting Abigail with Marcy Miller. And she's done some low-budget films. I'm not really 100% sure what some of her work is. I've kind of glanced over it. This is probably one of the biggest things that I've seen her do when I looked over her resume. But I'm starting to see that people are actually really excited about her coming on. Of course, Kate Nancy was great, but, you know, it was time for her to move on. And I think that they made a good choice. Marcy's really pretty, and I don't know anything about her talent-wise, but physically I think that she fits the role pretty well. And I did a poll a couple of days ago, and all of you seemed to be pretty split down the middle about whether you cared or didn't care. But it seemed like most of you were excited that Marcy was on board and that there was new Abigail. So, of course, we know that Jen Lilly is leaving, and that breaks my heart, of course. But, you know, she's got so much going on in her life that, it's probably just best. And even though that, of course, a lot of us really have enjoyed the Brady and Teresa storyline, it's kind of done the same thing that all the others have done. It's fallen into the whole thing where there's another woman, and you know, I could go over and over again, but I think it's just time that they've not been able to do much with them. They've been together this long, and they've not been able to somehow get down the aisle, which hopefully they will be before she ends up going. But, well, of course, we're going to miss her, and we've let her know that. And she said that, you know, you never know. She may come back at some point. as of right now, we're going to be losing Teresa. And I said that we would be losing a couple of more. I'm not really sure who that is. I'm like, who else can we lose at this point? But they're just kind of shifting in a direction I really don't know. I've just been kind of looking at things, and there's just a lot of, you know, flashbacks and fantasy sequences and ghosts and all this stuff. That's kind of been where I've kind of fallen short in my interest in Days, is because the stories haven't really been expanding. They've not been really going anywhere. And it's just kind of been a vast disappointment. I think the most exciting thing that's been going on has been the whole Abby going insane. And, of course, you know, you can only go so far with that. But we'll see where it goes. Of course, I'll keep up with the spoilers, and I'll always know what's going on. I do have it on DVR, but I don't really watch it. Sorry. I just kind of skim through, and on the occasion I'll go ahead and watch just to see where everything's at. But hopefully throughout the summer we'll be able to get some more exciting things going on, because even the Aiden stuff is going in a typical direction, which I kind of suspected that he'd end up still being bad, but I don't know how they're going to shift that in a direction that is going to be entertaining. I just don't know how that's where Young and the Restless is concerned. I've not been very vocal about that on Twitter, obviously, that I was going to be doing in a reviewing for it. But I've been watching it a lot these days and really invested in the Phyllis Billy Jack storyline. And, of course, I love Dina. She's absolutely fabulous. But, you know, I've really gotten invested in that story. And the acting is on point, and, you know, the story is pretty typical. There's a lot of cheating and, you know, family sharing other people kind of thing. It's just a typical thing on that show, but it's not been any less entertaining. But, of course, with Phyllis finally telling Jack that she has been having this affair with Billy, I expect to see some major fireworks on Jack's end. I've not been enjoying Victor and what was her name? Meredith, is that her name? I've not been enjoying his interactions with her. I'm like, you know, you're a chauvinist pig, but you're supposed to be with Nikki. I really don't know why you're being like this. But then again, you know, they've had their marital problems for quite some time, and they probably will continue to. But I've just kind of fast-forwarded through that because I just couldn't. And I'm the same way with Neil, Hillary, and Devon. I've just not been able to watch that, because how do you continue to have a relationship with your son when he's stolen your wife, married her? All, I mean, my family would have been broken up. We wouldn't even be on speaking terms. But, hey, like they would say, it is a soap opera, so what do you expect? But over the course of time, I've really grown to like Young and the Restless more, and I've been able to invest in that more and get to know the fans more, and I've been reaching out, you know, to the general demographic over at Young and the Restless, and, you know, there's just a lot of passion going on there, and I had talked to a lot of you before because you were all, a few of you had come to me and said, hey, you know, what's the deal? How do we get in contact with the people within their offices? How do we let them know how we feel about things? And, you know, ended up getting a pretty solid, positive result. Everybody seems pretty happy that Jill Phelps is out. But we're going to see where the direction of the show goes. Hopefully, you know, it's all, you know, blue skies and everything from here. Where, like I said, where Days is concerned, I mean, I'm seeing a slow decline in that. And then, of course, people have come to me and said, hey, you know, have you ever thought to watch Bold and Beautiful? Have you ever thought to watch General Hospital? You know, I hear nothing but positive things about those shows and everything, but I've just not been able to take the time. And it was hard enough, as it is, to do Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless. But, and when I say that that's hard, it's a lot different when you have a show that airs every single day as opposed to a show that only airs once a week. So, I knew I would, because I know my personality, that I would shift more towards one than the other. And I didn't ever think that it would lean in this direction, but I thought about it. And looking forward to getting to know a lot of you better and interacting with you a lot more. But that's not to say that I'm not, you know, still invested in NBC and in Days. I want what's best for it. It was the original thing that got me started in the business to start with. So it's always going to be something that I am looking into and keeping an eye on, and obviously still interacting with you guys. But I'm just looking forward to getting to know the Young and the Restless fans and seeing where your head's at, where the show's direction is concerned. And it's always been such a success over the years that I'm really excited to get to know you guys and to follow the stories and really get invested in that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But that's been the most exciting thing is getting to come back and visit with you guys. Your emails were all really sweet, and some of you guys cracked up. Like, I really thought you honestly died or something. No, I didn't die. I just decided it was time to take a break, and it's just really exciting to be back. So I'm going to try to every Sunday, if possible. Doesn't mean that it will be possible, but I will be back at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday, because obviously I have other jobs. It's not my only one, and hopefully one day it will be my only one when I have the time. But I'm hoping to be able to do that every Sunday at 5:30. If it's not at 5:30, it will be at 10 p.m. I know that's a big jump, and a lot of people work on Mondays. But you'll be able to go on blogtalkradio.com/freebiereviews, and you'll be able to download the episode and listen to it. So I'm going to go ahead and cut this show short. I've got a ton of things to do. It's a girls' night, and so I'm going to be going and doing that. But it was so great to come back and talk to you guys, and I hope to see you next Sunday. Bye.